Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. How did you hear? John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. How did you hear? Who was the first one to tell you about God? For some, it was mom or dad when they were a small child, or perhaps a teacher. For some of you, it may have been a friend or a coworker. Somewhere in your life, someone told you about God, and there have likely been many additional people along the way who also shared things about faith with you. This Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. In Bible times, Pentecost was a special time of year. It was the Feast of Harvest. Jews came to Jerusalem from all over the world to celebrate. The city was likely packed with people speaking many different languages. Before he went back to heaven, Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit, who would teach them about Jesus as they had never learned before. The way the Holy Spirit came that day was miraculous and unique. The sound of a strong wind, the flames of fire on the disciples' head, and the immediate ability to speak in different languages. They were being prepared to take what they know and go out and tell others all over the world. Out they went into Jerusalem to use this new gift and all they had learned from and about Jesus to tell all those they could. What an amazing day. You and I don't have the experience that the disciples did on that first Pentecost, but God asks us to do the same. You are a witness of Jesus. While you didn't travel with him like the disciples, you have learned about him from the Bible and from others. Now God says to you and me, go. Trust that the Holy Spirit is the one who creates faith, but he gives us the privilege of telling the story of God's grace through Jesus for all people. We are told to go and tell, but also we get to tell. Someone was the first or second or 50th person to tell you about God. You get to be that person for others. Think about the people you know. Who can you tell? Who can you encourage? Who can you comfort with a message of God's love, forgiveness, and grace? You and I can go with joy and with confidence, knowing that God not only told us to go, but he promised to be with us as we do. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I am so grateful for the faith you have given me. I cannot imagine my life without knowing your love and grace for me. Give me eagerness and courage to tell others about you and not miss opportunities to do so. Then bless the message through the work of the Holy Spirit. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.